In this week's parasha, we find that Yaakov Avinu has two children, Menashe and Ephraim, and he calls the first child Menashe, Ki Nashani Elokim Eskol Amali Eskol Beis Avi. That the child helped him forget that he becoming the Melech, having a child, helped him forget all the tzoros that he went through. But he also forgot, Beis Avi, he's saying, I'm calling my child Menashe as a reminder that I'm forgetting is Beis Avi. Now, Rashi said, we know that Yaakov Avinu had the strength to withstand the Nisoyon of Beis Potiphar because of Beis Avi. It's hard to believe that Yaakov ever forgot Beis Avi. It was constantly on his mind. When he was so happy when Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim. So what does it mean that he forgot Beis Avi? So Rav Olba says that there's a concept of a totally fresh image, and then there's an image which is dulled, or some element of shikha. The Shiri Das from the Alta Talz of Rav, Rav Yosef Leib Bloch, says the same idea. We find there's a halacha of Hasra. Hasra is the person is warned when he's before he does an Aveira that this Aveira has consequences and it's also to do, and the person has to be makabel on Hasra and say, I'm doing it anyway. So here's a person who is so set upon doing this Aveira, he's been informed that it's an Aveira. He's informed that it's going to be punished. And he's told, and he says, I understand that I'm doing it anyway. And we see that he's truly serious. He's not just joking, he's truly serious. He does the Aveira, he gets punished, because that's called mezid. The halacha is, if a person does not start the Aveira immediately after the Hasra, but time lapses, so you say it doesn't get punished, because he's not in the same level of awareness as he was at the time when he received the Asura. Then it was very clear, it was glaring, that's what it is. And now time has passed, it's not the same. And maybe he's doing it without the full level of mazid, which the Torah feels is necessary to punish the person. So you see that there's a concept of a person having the image which in bright, sharp image of clarity, and then there's elements of forgetting that which take place. So Yaakov Avinu was saying that not that I forgot my Beis Avi totally, but in some way the image has dimmed. And that was painful to Yosef to the point that he wants to name his child as a reminder that he needs to work on himself to, as it were, brighten that image, make that image more clear, and bring it back. We find many times when we have a lesson, we have a concept, and it's so obvious, it's so clear, it's so real to us that we can never imagine that it's going to wear off. And it wears off. It dims. Time passes, and it dims. So we have to be aware that this is the normal halacha, and even when it happens with such a clarity, we believe it's impossible to wear off, and it wears off. So if it's something of value to us and we want to maintain it, we need to put in place different elements, different efforts, different reminders, different ways of maintaining that concept to refresh in our minds. Rav Olba continues when he talks about this. He says that we have to be aware that when a person lives totally in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has a clarity of the vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world, and that's what life is about, etc. If a person gets involved in anything else, it is a distraction. It is something which will wear away at that. And unless we make some effort and we do something to refresh that and put it back into place on a constant basis, it's going to wear away. We won't have that same level of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, the same level of recognizing the Chesedim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of him. We see a natural world, and that's the world we live in. That's the world we work in. That's the world we're dealing with. Unless we make a constant effort to remind ourselves that that's not the reality, even if we once had that clarity, it will wear away, and we need to put in place different efforts, different ways to make sure that it's maintained.